Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're going to do it on the one. Everything we do is on the one. We're here. We're locked in. I'm Jason Smith. My partner across from me is John Martin. We do a show every day from 11 to 2, and we are grateful for all of you all that tune in for it. We've got our man, King George, today. Different than the having the boss. But let me tell you what. We're going to get the same, or maybe even a little bit better. Because sometimes the boss got other things to do, let's be real.
He's stretched thin.
Professional effort.
That's right.
From the man behind the glass, we are happy to have King George today on the ones and twos. It ain't never subbing when King George is here. It feels natural. We're happy to have him. I'm not going to lie to you. You know that I usually come in grateful mood. But even at my ripe old age of 48, the truth is I'm still a sore loser.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs went down yesterday.
Tough one.
Yep, lost 3-0 to the Padres. Everything on the line today. And so, yeah, I'm a little down. My monologue is a little shorter today. We do have a good Thursday night football matchup. Don't think I ain't too
bad. We have a very sneaky little Thursday sports day. A
couple little 3-1s. And yes, it's always, you know, when it's do or die baseball, it doesn't get any better than that. I know it's wild card, but we're right here. These are three games. Everything on the line today for the Cubs. I believe at 4. First pitch will be at 4 rather than 2.
Right.
Like it's been the first 2 days. Against the Padres, I told you that Buster only picked the Padres before the season, before the series started, and had me down. And I fear that's the way it's going to go. Hello.
Yep. It's good to see you, man. Good to have you in here in studio. I definitely checked you out yesterday on your debut at Grizz Beat.
Man, thank you. Now, thank you for pushing that. Did you push the like button on it?
I did.
I knew my brother would.
And I was in there, and I was commenting, and I said, "I'm so proud of you." But
did you comment? I didn't.
I did. It was a live chat. You don't see those. That was the idea. But I had questions about the brown jacket. But
question?
I had questions about the brown.
They were calling me Jay Smooth.
It was just a bold choice on the debut, man. You know, you got to usually ease us into the brown jacket, and you just went full throat all the way. Brown jacket debut episode.
I can't be dressed like radio guy.
That's right. No, you can't.
When I got a camera on me.
No, but you didn't wear the jacket during the show yesterday and during our show.
Threw you off.
And that's what I'm upset about. I want to.
Well, you're gonna find something. We know you by now.
I want to see that brown jacket, yeah, man. Before
we've been doing this 9-10 years, we know you're gonna find something wrong with it.
But it was great to see you shining, man. As
well,
always,
you. It really was not anything I had to. All the I'm just gonna say this. It's weekly show. They do it every. We're gonna do it every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Appreciate you checking out and all who did. There are so many folks that put time and effort into that show besides just the folks that you see. So my job is not to mess it up.
Exactly.
And to let the folks that are on air shine and really,
yes.
You know, and I tried to point to it at the end, though, because I'm serious, man. The job they did in presenting it, like with all the graphics and everything else,
well
anything
done.
That you see on GetUp or whatever, I thought it was just with what. So my point is, dude, I'm just trying to. Try to steer the thing and stay out of the way because the work that's been done down there is tremendous. I'm just grateful to be part of the Grisby team this year. It's a great team.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah, truly is.
Well, I want to make sure that you
appreciate
know,
you we, shouting
we,
that
we,
out.
You know, we talk
a little
about
side job for me. I appreciate you shouting that out.
We talk about all mine. So I want to make sure
very
that
very kind of you. I've now got two.
We get into yours. Little bit of news when we get started here, and this was sort of the worst case scenario that we were hoping would not happen. But I'm seeing from Jason Munns that Sincere Parker's court case has been reset for November the 6th, and that is going to put him out for, I believe, at least a game. I maybe two, but I know at least one because the season does get maybe he's going to skip. You know, he's going to – it'll be settled right before the – but it feels like that's right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I spoke a little too prematurely on missing a game. But, let's see. November the 8th is their first game. Okay. So it's literally right up on it. So he's not technically going to miss a game yet if it gets settled on November 6th. But that's not good news that this thing keeps getting pushed back.
I'd be interested to hear what Arthur Horn has to say. Art Horn, the –
yes.
Representation for Sincere on this one, and whether he still feels like this is routine or does he? Because it, you know, I think we had been working along the lines. And I don't know if he'd said directly, but hoping to have him back, or you know, but that this is done or wrapped up before the season. Wondering if that's still the case, if he still believes that to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like, all right, why does it keep getting pushed back? Is it because they're trying, like, the prosecution is continuing to try to find? It's not getting thrown out. That's what we're learning. Like, this is now the third time, I believe, that it's been pushed back.
Mm.
So, okay, what's the reasoning here?
Yeah.
Is this because they're trying to continue to find discovery or whatever the case may be? If it gets settled on November the 6th, he can play on November the 8th. And he's obviously been practicing with the team, so it's not like he hasn't been in shape, conditioning, and things like that. But,
he won't have played with the team for the two exhibitions.
That's correct. Yep.
You can talk about practicing with him.
Well, and if you're Penny, like, can you really still have him? You start talking about, you know, setting your starting lineup by the end of the week. Can you have Sincere Parker in it?
Again, not knowing when this is going to get wrapped up or speculating that down farther, I don't know how good it does us. But, yeah, I mean, like we've talked about, you can practice all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And Penny's already talked about identifying some starters, but clearly – having a if plan A is starting Sincere, having the plan 1A, 2A, whatever you want to call it, you know, has to be 1B. You already had to be thinking through that, John.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, Penny's not naive. You know the situation. You're talking, you got a relationship with, he's got a relationship with Horn. He's going to, you know, you have to have been planning for this already for Sincere not to be a starter. And so,
agreed.
You know, whether you got him or not is going to be the question now.
Yep.
For the season.
Yep.
I mean, start of the year is one thing. Is this going to linger on into the season? And is it a deal where we need to start moving on from Sincere Parker?
Yep.
Because it might truly end up that way for Penny. We'll see.
Yeah. And, I mean, again, like, the problem is like, it gets going quickly, right? I mean, you have November the 8th is San Francisco, so you can, you know, manage that one. But then you're at Ole Miss. You have the Baja Mar Championship November the 20th, November 21st.
Right. I mean, that's the issue, John, is that these games are the most important. That's what hasn't changed. It was the case last year. You know, yeah, maybe you're not playing for a 5 seed this year, perhaps. Perhaps this schedule's too tough. But that's the point, is this is only where you're going to make the hay.
Yep.
So winning these games becomes critical, more critical than it is for other programs.
Yep.
These non-conference games, and you wanted your best players through this first 13.
Yep.
So.
You're not, and you may, it, at this point, it seems like, you know, you won't.
It's starting
have
to get dangerously close.
Exactly.
Dangerously close.
You were really hoping like, that
to not have. I think it was at least to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be today. I guess that this is. I guess we were in court today. But it was. We were hoping that it would get resolved today, one way or the other, and it obviously has not been. So I'm sure that's not welcome news necessarily for the Memphis basketball program. Again, you know, it almost becomes a situation where it's like it doesn't even matter whether he's innocent or guilty now. I mean, the case hasn't been heard. There's been no resolution, so it doesn't even matter. You know, and I think that's the part of it that could be unfortunate if by the end of this, like if this costs him games and he's ultimately, you know, the case is thrown out or that's a pretty bad break.
Well, you brought up the case. Was it Terrence Shannon?
Yeah.
You know, who eventually, you know, I guess eventually was cleared, right?
He did come back, but they had to suspend him, you know. At least they felt like they had to suspend him, and they did. I don't think Memphis would play Sincere with an open felony case. So, yeah, not great news for Memphis basketball to start the show. We have a big show today. We have a big show today.
Yeah.
11:25, Drew Hill's going to join us. He's in Nashville. I hope he can join us. I hope he remembers. But he's been in Nashville and is in Nashville, obviously, with Grizzlies training camp. So we'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, everything he's learned, media day, lots to get to as preseason starts next week. So we'll get into all that with Drew Hill at 11:25. 12:25, we're going to be joined by the great Mike Sadie. Mike Sadie's been at WREG News Channel 3 since 1997.
Crazy. I mean,
if you've watched sports at all in Memphis, whether it's local or national, that sends you to WREG after the game is over, you know Mike Sadie. I mean, the man is ubiquitous. You know, and that's one of the things that you know, and we'll talk about it, but he's everywhere all the time. And he's calling it. He's calling it a career over there at WREG News Channel 3. You know, again, been there since 1997, almost 28 years, if not 28 years. He's going to join us at 12:25. And we're going to talk to him about that decision. You know, he has such an interesting perspective because when he came in television, I mean, how different, you know? How different it was then than it is now, just like anything else we do, right? Like a radio in 1997.
Yeah, it had been him and Glenn back then, I guess.
Yep.
Glenn Carver now.
But the evolution of television and sports casts and everything like that and Memphis and everything like that. We're going to talk to him in studio at 12:25.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a good time with Mike at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Bennett Doyle's going to be here as well from Grind City Media, and we'll talk Grizzlies with him, Memphis football, and more. So that is the show today. It's a busy day. It's a great sports day. George is here. I'm here. Jason is here. Grizz Beat is here. Let's do a little thing we call over-under.
All righty, boys. Let's get started with some Thursday night football. Over under 9.5 margin of victory for the LA Rams.
All right, so this number has been beat to oblivion. It's been beaten to oblivion because the 49ers are missing every good player they have for the most part. Brock Purdy out, Juwan Jennings out, Ricky Pearsall out, Brandon Ayuk been out.
Kittle
injured reserve. So it's going to be a banged up Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
Yep.
281-330. I don't even know who's got, like, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I think, is going to be the number one receiver tonight for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, obviously it'll be McCaffrey, but in terms of the perimeter, it will be Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who I don't – how much does he have left in the tank?
What about my guy from Ole Miss? Is he hurt too?
What's it?
He's a rookie. Is it Jordan Watkins?
Yes, he is hurt.
Yeah.
Good grief.
So they have four active wide receivers. They have Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Kendrick Bourne, and DeMarcus Robinson.
I honestly, until this morning, forgot they picked up Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, they got Kendrick Bourne.
Forgot.
Man, they're scraping the barrel.
And so this number, which I think started at 6.5, has gotten all the way out to 8.5, 9. And
I respect the 3-1 effort, even though they lost that to that Jags game.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You're expecting them to have been 4-0. I realize those teams, you know, Saints and Cardinals, we don't think much of, but still to have navigated this the way they have to this point, it could still come.
Yeah.
You know, I still think is an impressive job by them.
Well, so this is interesting. I mean, I don't have a bet on this game yet, but if I did bet this, I would be looking for literally any reason to bat the 49ers at that number.
Sure.
Literally any number, because it's a divisional game. Shanahan historically has owned Sean McVay. I think he's like 10-6. I think McVay's taken the last three, but Shanahan has a winning record against him. Mm-hmm. It's in L.A., which has no home field advantage to speak of, right? There's a huge health disadvantage, especially offensively. But, I mean, you still got Fred Warner there on defense. Like, you still got playmakers, and you still got Shanahan scheming it up. So I would be looking for literally any reason to bet the 49ers in the spot. I haven't. I'm not sure that I will. But there's literally no world where I would lay 8.5, 9 in a divisional game. These are 2-3-1 teams now. Mac Jones has been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't been a disaster by any stretch of the imagination in the place of Brock Purdy. So who's he going to throw to? I have no idea. But do I think that Christian McCaffrey and Fred Warner and Kyle Shanahan can scheme their way to a cover of 9?
It sounds like you're talking yourself into it.
In a divisional game, I would say they can find a way to stay within that number. But yeah, I mean, it's not like, who wants to bet that? I mean, I don't want to bet it. Doesn't seem logical. So I haven't. But it's an NFL game. These are professionals. You know, even the backups should be able to do something.
Yeah.
But I would say under. I don't know how it looks. I don't know how it happens. Maybe it's a backdoor late. I'm not sure. But I'm going to say the 49ers cover this big-ass number.
I like what you're thinking, and I could easily see it going that way tonight, just because it's an NFC West divisional game. And those kind of, you know, when you've got those division opponents, happens a lot in the AFC North.
Yep.
You got to kind of throw out
yep.
what you think's going to happen. A lot of times, most of the time, these games are tight.
Yep.
And so I like where you're going, but this Rams defense is young. It's getting better. It's good.
Yep.
And I don't know, man. I think Stafford, what did he throw for last week? 375
yeah, he was awesome.
75
yeah,
or whatever.
Him
and Puka right now are on fire. And so I'm worried for you if you're going. I'll be honest with you. If you end up pushing that button, I'll be a little worried for you. Because I just think, yes, 3-1. Yes, impressive job by Niners navigating some unbelievably bad circumstance. But they're on two different levels right now.
Yep.
Right now. Maybe it doesn't end up that way if the Niners can somehow get everybody back. But right now, it feels like different levels. And I think that's what the numbers tell them.
Well, Stafford retired Xavier Howard. Xavier Howard woke up today and said, I quit after that effort. So that's how good Stafford was against the Colts.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
He was throwing no looks, man.
Yeah.
All right. And Xavier Howard said, I got to spend time with my family. I respect that. I mean, he's 32 years old. He's made all the money he's going to make. Like, he doesn't have to keep playing if he doesn't want to. Remember when, rest his soul, Vontae Davis got in the car at half? Yeah.
That's halftime.
And that was it.
Yep.
And unfortunately, tragically passed away, in the last couple of years, it feels like. But I would say
that was the brother of Vernon.
Yes. Man. Yeah, brother Vernon, yep.
That's
and
tough.
Because he was most famous for that hard knock scene when he was informed he was going to be traded by the Dolphins to, I don't remember where he was going to go.
I think I'd forgotten about that.
And he was like, can I call my grandma, before you guys leak it? It was actually sad. And unfortunately, you know, he is no longer with us. Yeah, died last year at the age of 35.
Yeah, I remember I was talking about it when he passed.
Yeah, signs of blunt force trauma, hemorrhage, and drug overdose. Very, very sad. Either way, I think the Rams will win the game.
Yeah,
but I think the 49ers.
I'll be pulling for you because I got a sense you're going to pull that trigger.
We'll see. It's a Thursday night.
We can hear you in your voice.
I haven't really done anything. I did. I bet the Aces live Tuesday.
You've been good on NFL for the most part this year. That finger's on the trigger,
but
George.
Isn't it more fun to root for Mac Jones to cover, bro? Like, that's fun.
Fun? No.
That's
I just told you fantasy football the other day had me sweating like I had 1,000 on it.
Yeah.
Waiting, watching the freaking Cincinnati Bengals bungles offense with Jake Browning.
When did it?
That was not a fun thing. That was a sweat. I don't want to do that.
When did it set in that Jake Browning was not going to lead you to the promised land?
Oh Lord!
Did you have hope on every drive? Like,
no, it was the Jamar Chase drop, dude. You heard me going off on Jamar Chase that day we came back in here.
Yeah, because you said he quit.
Yes,
and that's when you knew. That's when you knew that you were not going to get home.
Uh huh. Yeah, it was a they had just gotten a first down. I believe it was first and 10, about a 9-yard pass. Jamar usually catches it. He had a couple of guys on him. You know, by that time, they had the guys locked up. But he is right there in his hands. He dropped it. Yep. Would have been a 9-yard pickup, easy second and short. And that's what I knew. They ain't getting over 160.
Yep.
And I needed, of course, to get to 200 to drop a – dude, whatever.
You needed a score.
Don't bring this back
you
up. It was awful. My son's threatened to shake up the team.
Yeah.
As co-general manager.
That's tough. That's tough. There's a
lose one and you tumble.
Ben Johnson's guile.
Especially when it's to the worst team in the league.
Well,
which I'll continue to say by your scoring output.
For now. We got Rasheed Rice coming.
Just shows you. Anything can happen.
I tried to make
NFL for
I did try to wheel a deal yesterday with somebody, but they told me no.
You're choosing to keep that private, I know.
I'm going to keep those negotiations private for sure. We're continuing to work on them.
Sources can confirm, not with me.
It was not with George. No, it was not with anybody in this room.
Me either.
But we're trying to upgrade to a specific position, and it's tough. It's tough making trades.
That's funny. That hurts a little bit because we've tried to work with you, and you've denied us, but you're trying to work with others.
No, Benson has tried to work with me two different times. She's come to my door two different times trying to get Trey Benson. Even yesterday, she tried to come get Trey Benson. And I'm like, I don't know what your obsession is with Trey Benson. He's not playing for the next 4 weeks, but if we can – I mean, I tried to do a blockbuster deal, and she did not have it. I'm talking about a league-shifting blockbuster deal. But she would
George,
not have
quick over under 4.5 FedEx Forum lease negotiations. That's John's fantasy teams. 4.5 is the number of wins for John
this season.
Oh, we're
going way over. Wow. Way over.
4.5.
Dude, have you looked at his scoring? It's awful.
It's pretty bad.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't had a quarterback score 10 points for me this year. Now, how is that possible?
That takes careful consideration.
If you can't get five wins in this, what is it, a 14-game season in fantasy now?
I think
it's 14. Bro, but I'm concerned about you. I look like the Bungles.
I'm getting there. I lost to you, though. I'm getting to you
the
this
Giants.
Weekend.
And you had a new quarterback. No, you had
Duluth. I did. I had Geno that week. It was his first start, and he sucked.
You were the Giants, except Jackson Dart was good in beating the Chargers. It wasn't supposed to happen.
I was about to say, it might almost be, like, do I have a quarterback in fantasy this many weeks in a row and not get 10 points? That's almost impressive.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why my
bad luck.
I drafted Burrow.
Well.
And that's why it's just been a mess. And even his first 2 weeks, he did not score 10 points. So, I mean, yeah, we've made another quarterback change. We've gone with Jared Goff. I know what I'm getting from Jared Goff. It's not going to be sexy, but it's going to be like 15 a game. All right, at this point, I need that. I need a solid 15 points at that position every week. And if I get that, I'm coming. I am on a mission.
Yeah.
All right? I'm on an absolute mission. Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's break everybody up. And let's talk to Drew Hill when we get back. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies training camp, what he's noticing. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to FM. Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Drew Hill covers the Nashville Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He's in Nashville this week, covering the inaugural training camp. He's getting ready for a Cubs game 3. Win or go home. He joins every Thursday. He joins us now. What's up, dog?
What up? I appreciate the intro there. Yeah, I'm going to be watching it on the I'm going to be watching it in the car with Chris Harrington on the way back to Memphis later today.
Wow.
So I'm going to subject Chris to all of my cussing and terrible behavior during Cubs playoff games. So that'll be interesting. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of that.
So Chris, I assume, is gonna be a good friend and man the car. He's gonna drive the car home.
Yeah. So my sister lives here in Nashville, and Chris has a spot here where he likes to go trade in books and records and all kinds of different things. And so he wanted to drive. He wanted to be the rental car guy. I said, that's great. You can just drop me off and pick me up every single day. So it's like I have my own chauffeur here in Nashville, you know, Chris Harrington taxi service.
All right. Love it, man. I love it. Well, it is a great sports day. There's no doubt about that. And
it will be if the Cubs win.
Elimination. Who's our manager over there nowadays? Who we got?
Council.
It's Craig Council.
Craig Council. Craig Council. Right.
I don't know how I feel about this game. I mean, the Cubs are just so, like, hit or miss, especially late in the season. It's just been, like, you know, you don't know what team is going to show up on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
I think if they get the bats going, I think it takes 5-6 runs to win this game today. I think it's a little bit more high scoring. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the Padres are also just very good.
Like,
their
good
bullpen is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
They got a guy coming in throwing 104 on the block yesterday.
Sick.
I was like, what am I doing? Like,
Manny Machado. Fernando Tatis. I mean, what are we doing here? Now, if you can find a way to somehow get White Sammy Sosa in that lineup, you got a chance. But you got to – where's he at? Do we know? Is he going to be in attendance for this one?
He might be.
They welcomed him back this year, though.
There we go.
They welcomed him back. They brought him back to Wrigley Field this year. Maybe we can get him in a uniform.
There we go.
And isn't he coming back to color, or am I making that up? Isn't he coming back?
Wasn't he a little darker
when he reappeared?
Is he? Have we made Sammy Brown again?
I don't know. I didn't think he was as ghost-like the last time. But
okay, I'm not going to make fun of him.
He was like, looked like a Pepto-Bismol bottle because he was like pink for a minute.
Yeah,
I mean, for a minute it was extreme.
I thought it had gotten better last time we saw him.
He looked like, to me, when I saw him, he looked like damn Dracula, man. Like, he had the widow's peak, you know, the pale skin, man, like a damn vampire.
See, if this was the last one, he's a little bit dark.
He's not quite as recent.
So it's, a, you know. That could be makeup.
But again, like, you know, I mean, he just doesn't look like the guy.
It was odd.
That I remember in that home run.
But is it vitiligo? I can't remember. Is that what the issue was? Anyway, we're getting too – so we have him in Nashville,
bro. I know, but this is a real condition.
I know Drew cares about Sammy, but we need to talk to Drew about Grizzlies.
It doesn't sound like it was a condition. It just he said he uses a bleaching
cream. That's what I thought, but I didn't want to assume. I thought it was that.
He uses a bleaching cream before going to bed.
Yes, it was chosen.
All right,
yes.
So
We've got that cleared up, Drew.
Maybe stopped using it. Drew, who's most likely on the Grizzlies to use bleaching cream before bed?
Man, stop. Drew, one. I am so sorry. He is wasting your time. He's wasting your time. You are mired in Grizz coverage. You are covering it wall to wall.
It's a fair
and John
question.
Is wasting your time asking you about question. Bleach.
I would say the closest thing we got is like John Conchar post All-Star break. He always comes back with a big sunburn. I mean, that's
all right.
That might be the closest thing we got.
Okay. Yeah. Now, in terms of basketball things, since I can't ask about bleaching cream, what have we learned about the basketball so far?
I think it's going to look a lot different on the court this season from a strategy standpoint. I think we've learned that, and we're still learning that. You know, I'm going to try to get into some of that with Isolo. We'll see what kind of cards he's willing to show today after practice. But we know that they want to play fast. Like, that's been the whole thing is, like, the speed kill thing. Listen, that's fine. But they also played at the fastest pace of any team last year, played in transition at the second highest frequency. I think there are some things, some changes that matter that they've made, especially to the roster. Like I wrote yesterday, you know, now you have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and you put him alongside Jalen Wells. And it's like you've got two players now that have some different levels of experience, but some experience defending the other team's best player on a night-to-night basis. Very different defenders, though. Like Jalen Wells, very sound, doesn't let his guy get behind him, you know, doesn't really take risks like that. KCP, a little bit more disruptive, quick on his feet. I think that matters because I think when you look at the Grizzlies and what they're trying to do with the pace, like it actually kind of starts on the defensive end, not necessarily, you know, grabbing a rebound every time and going and getting out in transition, because the Grizzlies, like I said, played at the second highest frequency in the NBA in transition last year, and they did that despite being 14th in transition opportunities off of steals. So I think you're going to see it look different. They're still going to be fast, but it's going to be a different kind of fast this year. I think that's the hope, and that's honestly – that's what's been talked about the most from media day to here. Everybody's just talking about the speed in which this team is going to play. And it's interesting, but it's not entirely different from what they did a season ago.
Reading the piece you mentioned, Drew, that you did over DailyMemphian.com, I got the sense, especially as it related to Ty Jerome and what Isolo said about Ty Jerome. You wrote about this in detail. That it's almost like, you know, I know Isolo is overly, it felt like overly impressed with Ty's ability to process information, but kind of like in a teacher's pet, you know, in a good kind of way. Like the guy's picking it up quickly. This is going to be just that Isolo is smitten, if nothing else. He's fallen in love with Ty, and that's probably going to look like, you know, a ton of usage and a ton of dependence on him early. Just your thoughts on that. That's the tone I pulled from your story. What do you think?
Yeah, and it was like I thought Ty was very impressive at media day talking about you know, just how he views the game and sort of the different types of shots and how he's going to play alongside his teammates and all that sort of stuff. I thought he was great, and you know, he had mentioned that he was the son of a coach, and then he came to the media area after practice yesterday and talked. And it was sort of the same kind of thing where it was like, you know, this guy clearly studies basketball all the time. Yep. And has his own philosophy that he lives by and plays by. And, you know, Chris Harrington and I were talking about it immediately after everything wrapped up and we were walking out of the building yesterday, you know, and Chris was the one who said it first. He was like, you know, Ty Jerome has that gene where it's like, all right, when that guy is done playing, he could absolutely coach an NBA team.
Yep.
And you just listen to him talk and you feel that. And I thought, like, one thing that's been interesting about Ty is, like, you know, all of the analytics love him, and I've done a lot of writing about that. I also think he's going to work well next to the other guards. You'll be able to play him next to Scotty. You'll be able to play him next to Ja. You know, Isolo had talked about how some of their best lineups last year was when Ja and Scotty were on the floor together using two point guards at the same time. So you're going to see a lot of that. He's definitely not shied away from saying, like, yeah, we're going to have two primary ball handlers on the court at the same time a lot this season. And then the other thing, too, that I found interesting, and I'll give Chris Vernon some credit because he's like the big shot quality lover. And he was asking them on Grind City's Media Day channel. He was asking Ty about shot quality, and Ty basically said, like, you know, I don't necessarily pay attention to that. I try to take what the defense gives me and get shots that way. And one of the things that's really fascinating about the Grizzlies and something that I've asked about behind the scenes when you talk about shot quality, it's not necessarily all the way about shot quality. It's about shot making. And the Grizzlies actually have two players that take a lot of shots that many teams would consider to be bad shots because they're mid-range floaters or not all the way around the rim attempts, but they're sort of in the painted area, and that's Jaren and Ty Jerome. And they're both incredibly high-level shot makers in that area. And so, you know, as long as you're playing with a level of efficiency, it doesn't really matter. But that's something that's going to differentiate Memphis from other teams. It's like those two guys really are able to get their shots now, and they don't have to get all the way to the rim to get them. And I think having one of the two of them on the floor at all times is a big weapon for this team, and it's going to matter this season. So I've always been high on Ty Jerome. I remain high on what he can do for the Grizzlies this year. He's got to stay healthy. There's been an injury history with him. But if he's out on the court, I think he's going to be a very big boost for this team.
Yeah, Harrington wrote a piece that just posted to the Daily Memphian. I was asking Jessica Benson about this yesterday or Tuesday because, you know, that's the only thing. I'm a little just, I guess, confused. I don't know. Maybe that's I don't know what I am. I'm just uncertain about sort of what kind of timeline the Grizzlies are operating on. And it's possible that they're sort of hedging here, that they're keeping one foot in the pool of we're operating in the here and now, and they're keeping one foot in the, hey, we can press a button and, you know, we could operate on a much different timeline. But Harrington just wrote a piece where basically says when you bring in Ty Jerome, you bring in Caldwell Pope, the only timeline that you're betting on is now. I guess I'm asking you to speak for him, but can you just sort of speak to the timeline and just how the Grizzlies are operating this season with what they've done?
Sure. They've been reluctant. Well, Zach Kleiman seemed to be reluctant to give some sort of answer. It was Chris that was asking at Media Day to what needs to happen in order for the team to feel confident in this direction that they're going, where they're going to build next to John Jaren. Is there a record? Is there a finish in standings? Like, what do they need to do to feel validated by this new plan? And there wasn't a good answer on that. The best I can give from the conversations I've had is I think that there's a little bit of a quiet confidence that this team is going to end up, you know, being a solid team by the end of the season. They may not know what it's going to look like 10 games in. They may not know what it's going to look like 20 games in, but they're pretty confident that with Isolo, like, I think everybody's really high on him right now within the organization, just the level of intensity that he has and the amount of focus there is on, you know, getting this team to play within his style and the way that he's sort of had success in the past. I think there's some real confidence in that, but I also think that the personality, I don't know if that's the right word. I'm searching for the word, but just the way that the team carries itself is a lot different than it did 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it has to do with just the maturity of the players on the team. You know, John, Jaren are longtime vets now, 7, 8 years with the franchise. And then you brought in players like, you know, KCP and Ty Jerome that have been in the league for a while as well, who aren't the type that's going to make any sort of bold proclamations. So if that's what you were looking for, I just don't think you're going to get it from this Grizzlies team. I don't think you're going to get the statement that's going to give everybody confidence that this team is better than, you know, they were a season ago. I just think that that's not the direction that they want to go. But I think if you talk to people, again, behind the scenes, there is a level of confidence that exists there that, you know, by the end of the season, this is going to look a lot better than it does right now. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's on them eventually, you know, to show that. But I do think early in the season, with the injuries, with trying to implement this new system, there's some uncertainty, to use your word, in what it's going to look like. So we'll see. I think people are high on Isolo for good reason. Like, everything that we've seen, we got a glimpse of practice yesterday. We got a short glimpse of practice. I don't know if it was unintentional or intentional, but everything that you hear about the guy is that he's so direct. Like, he's very no nonsense. He's straight to the point. You know, they don't waste any time. There's no small talk. Like, it's very serious, and it sort of matches the stereotypes of people that come from the part of the world where he's from, like Scandinavians. And we got a little taste of it yesterday. They had all huddled up. They're all talking. And I guess Jock Landale had a couple of questions, and Islo's just right into it, right? You know, he's pulling Jaw out of the huddle into the middle. He's got, you know, Jock Landale there. They're going back and forth. They're having, like, this dialogue. And it's not like Jock was pushing back, but it was like, I don't understand this. And Isolo was not going to break that huddle up until every single person, you know, understood what he was talking about. That's stuff we didn't get to see a lot with Taylor Jenkins, that they were behind closed doors. I think Isolo's a little bit more open. But I found that to be interesting. And I think that there's a reason why this team has really rallied behind him, you know, so quickly.
You mentioned Jock Landale, and you mentioned confidence level, and I'm glad that you did, because I'm curious about yours and whether it's changed. I distinctly remember, Drew, weeks back, it might have been a couple of months back after they'd gotten him, asking you your thoughts on whether Jock would be able to sort of, it was a what-if question then, if we got to the season, Zach can't go, I think we probably knew, your sort of confidence level, what you thought about Jock holding it down, emulating what Zach Wright is going to do. And now you've written extensively about this, and now you've gotten a chance to talk to Jock about this, about playing this Zach Edey role for the time being. I'm just curious, has your confidence level risen with what Isolo said and what you've learned from Jock?
It is hard for me to say that my confidence level has risen, but what I would say is that I think there are some signs there that maybe Jock has been undervalued
in
his time across the NBA.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it comes down to the advanced numbers, and some people may roll their eyes at it, but the truth of the matter is the Grizzlies do pay attention to them, mm-hmm. right? And so one of the statistics is regularized adjusted plus minus. It's a really long statistic. Basically, all you need to know about it is it's a three-year stat where they sort of look at player impacts depending on who you're on the court with and who you're playing against. And the stat is supposed to, you know, measure your impact on the score of the game. And it's one of these advanced numbers that has a really difficult formula to do, and you have to be a total nerd in order to be paying attention to it, or let alone calculating it. And Jock Landale's in the top 95% of bigs. Yeah. And this is why it matters, is because all of those, you know, advanced analytics that people pay attention to, you may see them. It's like all caps. There's one stat that measures player impact called LeBron. There's one that's called Darko. Like, people pay attention to those things,
right,
especially front offices across the league. And those use regularized, adjusted, plus minus in order to calculate, you know, player impact. And so the impact numbers are really good for Jock Landale. It's not a perfect statistic, you know, in smaller sample sizes, it's harder. Nothing can truly measure player impact. It does as best of a job as it can. And Jock Landale's numbers are good. And then you go to the, you know, his career stat line, and you're not all that impressed by it. The offensive rebounding percentage numbers are good. The defensive rebounding percentages leave a little bit to be desired. So I think there are keys that say, hey, maybe Jock is a little bit better than what his stat line suggests.
Yep.
And if you want confidence in that, like, you can go back over history, and some of the players that were, like, impressive in RAPM before they were big stars turned out to be really good players once they got on better teams and they got more opportunity. That those are the Derek Whites and, to some degree, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and you know, players. Jimmy Butler, when he was on the Bulls, had a really good RAPM. So, you know,
you're such a nerd. You're such a dork. I mean, all these acronyms.
I learned so much from his piece on this. Yeah.
I mean, you're
because he dug deep.
I'm not suggesting Jock is going to be some sort of star player. I'm just suggesting that the numbers tell you.
Yeah.
He is undervalued.
Well, okay. All right.
He is not. He's a better player than he is thought to be.
And that's exactly.
The numbers.
Jason was not commenting on my male size just there. He was talking about sample size.
Well, and Drew points that out.
But I think that is.
That's the key.
That would be like my immediate like punchback. It's like, you know, John Conchar would have been an all-star with all these numbers 3 years ago because he played 6 minutes a game. And, you know, he had 3 points, 2 blocks, a steal. It's like
10 rebounds.
Yeah, like, you know, but then what happens, and this is like, I'm not saying Jock Landale's not going to be good, but I can say with a high degree of certainty that those numbers, everything you just mentioned, will drop significantly in the first 2 weeks of the season. I feel very confident.
It depends on how the Grizzlies perform.
Well, no, it depends on how he performs. And you don't think there's a reason why he's never been given like a real starting job in the NBA?
Well, there's absolutely, yeah. Like, no, I'm not. Again, I'm not suggesting he's some level.
No, you've already put the ballot in. You've already dropped the ballot.
No, that was the key here. Drew has his doubts still, even with the numbers, right, Drew? John loves to miss position, folks.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, he did.
That's exactly what I'm saying. He just asked if my level of confidence has risen, and I said I don't think so.
Right.
But I'll tell you this: I'm trying to give you a reason for optimism, John, and you're just turning it down.
Exactly. John doesn't want it.
No, I want him to be good. I really do, and I think I think guys like him can have success in the right role. He's not. He wasn't brought here. Well, he was and he wasn't. He was brought here at an emergency situation to play this position and to be the starter at the beginning of the season. But once he settles into what he should actually be, it will end up being, I think, a great thing. But I think in the intermediate, I think that's the part where it's not going to look as great. But ultimately, it will settle. And I do think by the end of the season, he will be, we will say about Jock Landale, this was a good addition, but I don't think we will say that in the first 2.5. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that he comes in, he's awesome, and he does exactly what you need him to do. But I think the odds are just kind of stacked against him here. Unlike your Cubs, are they favored? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know if it would be. It's Yu Darvish versus Taillon. I would guess they're probably.
Yeah, it's minus 115.
Your favorite?
Yeah, just because they're at home.
That's even. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a slight favorite. I mean, you guys need to embrace this. You guys are, you know, scared of being a slight favorite. You should feel good about this.
I'm scared of that San Diego bullpen, just like Drew is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not El Nino? You're not scared of Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado?
The Manny Machado is, he hit a home run yesterday, but he's past his best days.
Oh, no.
But
famous last words.
No, I mean.
You put that in the dark O.
Maybe, yeah. No, I mean, I wish I could say I'm really confident that they're going to win today. I don't know. I think the odds are about right. I think it's about a 50-50 shot, which, you know, in a playoff game, I don't love, especially an elimination game. But, you know, sure beats sitting at home, which they've been doing for the past 5 years. So
right.
I'm excited to watch a game.
That's right, man. Well, be safe getting back, Drew. Great work as always. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you, friend.
Thank you very much, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian.
We forgot to ask him if Alabama's going to cover.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one, right? I mean, I think Alabama will cover.
Okay.
Everybody's going to love Vandy this week, don't you think?
I think a lot of people do.
And because it's like, oh, my God, 11.5, they've been killing
everybody. That's a lot of squares.
But I think Alabama's like, you know, they're moving different now. They got their loss out of the way with Florida State. They beat Georgia on the road again. I mean, it feels like they kind of got something going now. I would not bet Vandy in this spot. I would only bet Alabama. But I college football has just been very, very nasty to me. I did win one over the weekend. Kansas State -5.5 against UCF. That was it. That was my only college football bet of the weekend. I said, I am donezo, buddy. I am 1-0.
Like a smart man.
I am locking this up. Because you got to know, like, I've learned this in my life. Like, it's all about, like, if you're losing, right,
mm-hmm.
you're going to keep losing. That's just the way it goes. You're going to keep losing. If you're winning, you're going to keep winning. You just have to spot that energy.
Profound.
You have to spot Incredibly. That energy shift. You know what I mean? You have to know, like, oh man, has the worm turned on me a little bit here? Do I need to stop? While it's like playing blackjack. You know, like right. You press. That's what you press when you're up. You know what I'm saying? You don't press when you're down, and you certainly don't play the same amount every time. That's how you get kicked. You know, you get kicked out. Well, you get kicked out for card counting, but like if you're, that's how they spot you. Like you do like this. Have you ever like looked into card counting?
No.
So card counting, there's a big tell, and the tell is you're betting big. That's your tell. You're like say like the table minimum is like $100, and you bet $100 for five straight hands, mm-hmm. but then you go to $1,000, and then you go to $2,000, and then you go to the table max because you've counted in your head like, hey, I'm due some tens here. You know, I'm a plus three, I'm a plus four, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And they soon they see you do that, they see you up your bet size that much, they will come up to you, they'll tap you on the shoulder, they'll say, we don't want your action anymore. Because mm-hmm. now you know how to maximize that edge. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
you haven't been on Jeff's bets at all? Haven't been tailing Jeff?
Oh, I mean, I love Jeff. I don't tail people blindly. If I agree,
of course not.
If I agree with him, I will certainly bet it, and I will know that, man, I'm on the side of the Lord, right, with Jeffrey. But you know, it's not something that I do blindly. Although he's having a great year, and I tell people all the time, what he's doing is extremely difficult. Like to come on Fridays, which is literally the hardest, damn near the hardest day of the week, because all the money has come in, mm-hmm. right? All these numbers have changed and shifted, and maybe what was 6 on Monday is now up to 9.5 or whatever. You know, I'm just using that as an example. You know, it's the hardest time of the week, and he's winning, and that's very difficult to do. So it should be commended. And even if he's a loser, I don't think much of it because it's extremely difficult to beat those numbers on Friday, and he's doing it right now. So good for Jeffrey. He'll have his tomorrow. Jeff's bets is whatever was it week 6, week 7 edition. I can't even keep up, man.
We're on week 6.
Week 6.
Yep.
It's flying, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
You wait so long, and it goes so fast once it's here.
I know, man. Tigers 5-0. It'll do it to you.
Ooh, now that does feel good. That is a sweet thing you just said.
The most special season potentially in the history of the program is just flying right by, and they're huge favorites on Saturday.
It would be the most special season.
Oh, no doubt.
You did what you're talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, it'd be tough to top.
What are we topping, Cotton Bowl?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're tough to top after this.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, how do you...
If you made it, you'd have to ask yourself to win a game.
Yeah.
Which is already improbable.
That's
so
right.
You're already, you know.
That's right.
So just making it is really your ceiling.
It is. But there's
in
value
terms of the way
in
we
making
should look
it.
How tons of value.
Like you can at least like...
Ask Boise State if there's value, what it does for your brain.
That's exactly right. Because you got to look at it like, all right, you know... Yes, everybody wants to win a championship, but also as a sports fan, what do you ultimately want to do? You want to make memories.
You want to
be
in the big dance.
Yes,
and that's what this is.
And so you get in this playoff. You can have a watch party at your house with your friends. You can go. Wherever the site is, you can go. You know, like these are things that you cherish as a sports fan.
And the difference between this and the big dance is there's one spot.
There's one.
For guys like you.
That's it. So
you
it's
know,
way
and,
more
I, and I ain't gonna say the little guy because that's what they want you to think. But there's one spot. For us.
Exactly.
And so to be that representative, it's absolutely huge for you.
No question about it. You know,
and hopefully it's something that, you know, you're not just in the running for once. That's what we hope, that by again being a right there at the top of the American every year because your level of investment, you'll be in the running for this every year.
Exactly.
And you keep that level of excitement and think about how that can, you know, buoy a whole program, just lift it up. I mean, that's what you want. That's how you maximize.
Yeah, and we'll get to why making the big dance, like you talked about, is going to become less and less special. There was some news on that this morning. But in the meantime, thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.